Welcome, welcome to another hot topic and segment of Hot Tea with Coco. Thank you for tuning in this week. Like I tell you every before, if the internet ain't got nothing to say, then I ain't got nothing to say. But I guess it's keep coming because we all doing something to trend, right? So let's go. I just wanted to also thank you guys for also tuning in with me. It is December. We are getting ready for the holidays. So I want to shout out to all these shoppers out here getting their last minute gifts for everybody. And it's just the season. You know, a lot of people are not really celebrating this year because it's just been a lot going on. You know, death. It's just been a very tragic and rough year for a lot of people. Also in the news right now, Travis Scott had a sit down with Charlamagne the God. Charlamagne, that's big because he could have sat down with anybody, right? And did this interview. So he did sit down with Charlamagne and we got some answers. He asked the good stuff. He asked the hard stuff. Travis wanted to be as transparent as possible. And what I took from it is that he just basically was just saying he didn't, you know, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but he just wanted to let his fans know that it was like a death in his family almost, and that he couldn't hear up there. 50,000 people, you on stage, it's music, you know, a lot of, you know, it's the crowd, it was packed. And he could do what he saw. And so, you know, and some of the TikTok footage and personal use of recording on people's phones, you can hear people chanting like on the West Wing, way over there, in the corner, stop the show, stop the show. But I don't think he heard them up, you know, way up there. You know, it's unfortunate. 10 people passed away. The young little man that was 9 years old, I reported the last segment, he did pass away. So we do send our condolences to that family and all the family that has passed away in this tragic incident, just to go have a good time, you know. Also, Stevie J, man, you coming for my girl Faith. I like both of these people, but Stevie J files for spousal support. The couple has been separated since May 29th of 2020, if I'm mistaken. And Faith also, of course, denied that request. She also wants what she came in with before the marriage. So, you know, Stevie, you know, a lot of people is trending like, why you want her back? And what if a man want spousal support from the woman, you know, leave yourself in dignity, with dignity. I don't know. I think he's just coming for Faith. I think he's coming for her because she allegedly had cheated. She's the one that cheated. She's the one that with the domestic violence and went upside his head and got police called on her. And so I think he coming for her back because he was like, you cheated. And then some footage went viral of them arguing. It just is getting ugly. I mean, you know, I think you need to just settle down and be by yourself right now, Stevie, because after Jocelyn, I really think you just needed to, you know, chill. You know, it's okay to be by yourself. I said that in my first segment with Portia. And I guess nobody's just understanding that, you know. It's unfortunate, you know, because, you know, Mary J. Blige had to, you know, do spousal support for Kendu. If that's his name, I think that's his name. Something with a K. He had to do spousal. He filed for spousal. I guess whoever gets the bigger bag, you have to, you know, pay. If that's what the lifestyle they were used to. And if you were just like a regular mojo like me, getting married and y'all didn't have nothing in the beginning, and then you guys grow to have something, then you guys can leave amicable departing and splitting what you came together with. Divorce can be very, very ugly. Also, speaking of divorce, Dr. Dre is officially divorced. Ladies, he's official. But I think, Dre, you need to sit down too. You need to sit down. Don't get back in nothing right now. Allegedly, you've been went across women's head throughout the years. And you had a brain aneurysm, not too many last year. And it's just time to kind of chill and just do you, you know. And just relax. You know, chill. Chill, Dre. I seen you on TMZ with Omarion, baby mama, April Jones. Just finished with Fizz. And, I mean, everybody just moving and mixing around and mingling around. Who can get the bigger back? Who can get the bigger butt? Who can get the bigger back lady? And it just, you know, hey. If you like it, I love it, you know. And also in our football community, Demaryius Thomas, member of the Jets, was found dead in his Georgia home, and he was 33 years old, very, very young. But it is not clear of what happened surrounding the death of him. As time progressed, we will find out what happened with him. And but his teammates and former teammates, he is also a Super Bowl winner. Very good energy. Very, very positive person. And that's what you be wanting to hear. You know, when this person passed away, just give me my flowers now. But, you know, people tell them like, man, this person was a good dude. So it'd be the good ones, you know, just going back on home to glory, you know. And that's also another, you know, unfortunate death that happened. And Nick Cannon, we also want to send our condolences out to you as well and your baby Zen. He passed away at 5 months the other day as well. And I just want to give my love, our hearts here at Hot Tea. We love you, Nick Cannon, your baby mama. We got much love. We want to send you all the love and support and strength from the higher up. Because without him, you won't be able to move forward in life. You do need to lean on him. Okay? So just to give you that encouraging words. We do support you here. And he did pass away of a brain tumor. And like I said, no parent. Would like to precede their child in death, but he was here in 5 months, and they enjoyed just him in his 5 months. Okay, so also in the hip hop community, also in California, Los Angeles, Inglewood, L.A., Compton, Watts, Slim 400 also got shot and killed. I'm not sure if that was his home or not. But he did get shot and killed in front of a home. Ring camera footage shows the shooting that was been circulating around. This guy came up on him and he got snuffed out by somebody he really knew. Because I heard the voice was saying, hey, bro, and went right on him. So that means, you know, you knew him, you know, and you did it in broad daylight. And you shot him a lot of times. That was just overkill for me. And drug him into the middle of the street. And I just, you know, these rappers right now are getting killed a lot. And like Young Dolph, people don't want to see you make it. They don't want to see you still in the hood, still flossing your jewelry. A lot of the rappers, they say, hey, once you make, you got to get out. You can't go back. Because the ones that still down here and ain't they not in the hills up there with the Hollywood sign, it's hard. And they don't, and here in California, unfortunately, they don't care where you come from. You see, they will take you out, period. The new up and comer rapper, Pop Smoke, around these fellas out here, don't get the hanging around him. Don't get the hanging around none of these dudes out here. They not good. They're not good for you. You already see Biggie came out here, not even, you know, especially during that beef with Tupac. It was just sad. They got him. So, I mean, if you guys haven't realized that by now, don't come out here hanging out. Because these dudes right here, you know, they not good people. Some of them is really, you know, they really is some haters. You really got some real life haters. So, you know, keep your eyes open out here, you guys, because, you know, everybody's on the grind. Everybody, you know, everybody, unemployment, EDD, money gone. They doing smashing and grabbing out here, up all up and down the coast from Sacramento all the way down to, you know, LA, you know, trying to get them whatever they can get. Sad, you know, good, you know, business owners doing, rising to the top, just like you could do. And they found they means it, but you got to take it from them and get, you know, and that's why I just said, we just got to continue to, you know, stay covered, stay looking, stay vigilant, stay looking around. I don't really try to do too much no more like I used to. I'm right here on my podcast, chilling, giving y'all the tea. But I'll step out for some grown and sexy though. I will do grown and sexy. But if you out here clowning in this thug, you know, thugged out situations in the hood, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, you know. Also, Kanye West, I hear the gang culture ain't too much happy about that, you know, Drake and, you know, Ye did this concert, Free Larry Hoover. Of course, you know, they give him much props, but they feel like, hey, you coming in our town. We got plenty of people that's doing life right now with the gangs. And then, you know, people didn't die for this stuff. And y'all doing this benefit concert for him. And we got a lot of people out here doing life too. And they feel like you should give some of that. You made $40 million off this concert in California. You should be giving every hood some proceeds to take care of their peoples out here. Because they don't take none of these rappers. It's going to Chicago or the East Coast talking about free big nookie in them. That's how they feel. So, I mean, I'm just saying. Kanye, just stay on the up and up. You know, you've been... y'all doing a lot of good things. A lot. Do not get me wrong. You, Kanye, you and Kim. Kim especially. Got her, you know, getting a lawyer's license, things of that nature, following her father's footsteps, helping the innocent that's been locked up for years. So I'm really, really, really I'm really happy for that. Also in other news, Odom, he says he is free of drugs, relationship, and as well as addiction to pornography. You can get addicted to that. Always want to watch that to get you going. So, but he also has said that his relationship with Sabrina Parr was, it was very, very toxic. It was very, very toxic. And you would think that it wasn't, but because they seem so happy. They seem real happy, but you just never know. You know, a camera just only shows you just that moment. So like many celebrities, they posted for photos, for the paparazzi. They teased us with a reality show about their relationship. Announced their engagement after really, really going through a toxic relationship. And it was heroin after his drug addicted near-death overdose. He almost died. And I thought she brought him back. But, girl, I don't know what happened. I really don't. I don't know what was going on with that shit. But at the end of the day, he's out of it. He said he's cool. So, you know, Lamar, like I told Dr. Dre, it's okay to be single. I said this in my first episode about Portia. About the Portia situation from Atlanta household. When she got with this dude, he was married. Still married. So, you know, y'all gotta stop. Slow down. You know, slow down. It's okay to kind of, you know, wait or whatever. I also hearing Tristan Thomas is allegedly another baby is on the way. I'm not sure. Right along with Chris Brown. He's on his third child. I'm not sure about this chick. It's a model. And nobody don't want to be with nobody anymore. It's just, you know, I want to see you, Chris, with one woman right now. I want to see you with your baby mama. Y'all taking pictures. You go to the baby shower. You taking pictures with her. You got your hand on her stomach. I want to see some portraits. We have never seen you a picture with you and your child's mother. All we would see is the kid is here and y'all doing DNA tests. I'm confused. I'm really confused. Tristan Thomas, they saying, you know, Chloe, she ain't going nowhere. So, who knows what's going on with that. Joe Budden, he said he accepts Gilly the Kid to the Versus Challenge. So, we want to see that because Joe, you ain't did too many songs and Gilly haven't in it. So I want to see how many, because you know, with Versus, you got hit after hit. You go, he go, she go, she go. So I'm trying to see how this works. No tea, no shade. Man. But yeah, like, you know, it is what it is. So. I did enjoy the little live sketch with Kevin Hart and Snoop. They did, Damon Wayans, they did a live show. I forgot the name of it, but they did a redo of Different Strokes, and it was funny. And Snoop played Willis' friend, the photographer. I forgot his name, too. I forgot about all of it, but he paid his friend. It was pretty funny. I watched it last night, and then it got me to watching all of the What's Happening episodes. Cause, I mean, I grew up on that type of stuff. I used to really, really like that show, you know, with Roger and Dee. And so those, if I want to just laugh and sit back and just think about the old time, that's what I'll do. Cause they don't have these type of shows no more. Everything is reality, and, you know, it's just not the same. There's no shows, really, you know. So, I will sit back and look at a couple of old ones. I ain't gonna go back and just watch them forever, but, yeah. You know, we're gonna wrap up this show. You know, I gotta give you the tea all the time. You feel me? I gotta give you the tea. You know, I wasn't coming on as much because, like I said, it has to be enough tea for Coco to get on here. And, you know, y'all gave me enough. I also want to give another shout out. I've heard on Instagram, Omarion has been showing the artist her. Hey, a lot of love lately. He been hard eyes and double tapping. And so I don't know where is this coming to. I mean, you know, but what y'all think? Y'all think that could be a good relationship? I mean, you know, we used to everybody getting with the light-skinned girl with the long hair and the exotic look. And sometimes it's just, you know, the regular, you know, urban chick, artist, got talent. You know, she's a sweetheart. I could see it going somewhere. I'm just saying. So, and it's no tea, no shade with the light-skinned chicks and the, you know, prettiness or whatever. But that's just the go-to for guys. You know, not, and you know, some girls is really, you know, they got some ugly ways out here. They really do. So, We'll see what's going on with that. I'll keep y'all stay tuned on everything. Oh, also, I want to let y'all know that next year, 2022, I will be on YouTube. You can see me behind the scenes, off the mic, just not my voice, but on YouTube, you will see me. And I will be on Spotify. You can also see me here on Anchor.fm, on Google Podcasts. Thank you for the listeners that do listen to me. And I do want to shout out to my niece, Bae. She got me going for this episode. She was like, Auntie, when you going to put some more? You know, Auntie, I just need to hear more. You know, I listened to all of them already. And I was like, you know what you did? You know, and I mean, this is just something I'm starting up. But this is what I've been doing. This is what I love to do. And I feel God is going to take me somewhere else in this. I don't know where. But if y'all out here listening, tap me around to the right people. But I will be on YouTube. So look out for that so you can see my face. You know, I got to keep, because right now, girl, right now I have, you know, I'm looking a little crazy. So you can do that behind the scenes when you just got the mic. But I'm going to keep it real classy for 2022. I just want to let you guys know, Merry Christmas. I will be on next week on Thursday. If you don't, still stay tuned. I will be coming on. Sometimes it don't be enough. I got to get enough juice. You know, I got to get enough juice. The little small stuff that'll be going on with everybody, I'd be like, okay, you know, but this is something I had to come from on the mic and get to talk to y'all about. So, shout out to Bae. This podcast, this segment is dedicated to my niece Bae. I love you out there, girl. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I love you. Peace.